Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Mark Ayres and I'm a wildlife biologist specialising in animal behaviour. Today I'm going to talk to you about a truly fascinating subject, parrots and their incredible ability to mimic human sounds. Because of their vibrant plumage and this unique ability to copy human speech, they have become incredibly popular pets all over the world, kept in millions of homes. When we hear a parrot say hello or how are you, it feels like a genuine, thoughtful greeting. But how do they actually produce these sounds? Well, it might surprise you to learn that they don't have the same anatomical equipment as mammals do. Instead of using vocal cords like humans to generate sound, they use a special organ located at the base of their windpipe called a syrinx. By manipulating the muscles around the syrinx, they can control the airflow and recreate incredibly complex sounds. However, there is a fundamental catch. While they are absolute master mimics, parrots completely lack comprehension of the semantic meaning behind those sounds. They aren't actually speaking a language or forming ideas in the way you and I do.
So, why do they go to the trouble of mimicking it all? Out in nature, it's all about survival and social connection. A young bird will naturally learn to imitate the specific calls of its wild flocks. This shared dialect helps them identify each other, maintain group cohesion in the dense jungle, and warn each other of danger.
Interestingly, they don't just limit themselves to copying their own species. You might assume they'd only mimic other birds they hear in the canopy, but actually, they frequently imitate the calls of predators as a clever defense mechanism to scare off potential threats. It's a fantastic evolutionary trick.
When a parrot is kept in a living room, the human family effectively becomes its new flock. It mimics our daily noises to bond with us. Many owners assume a parrot asking for a cracker means it's suffering from hunger, but generally, the mimicking simply reflects the bird's emotional state. If the bird is happy, relaxed, and excited, it will repeat sounds that have historically brought it positive attention from its owners.
There have been some extensive studies on parrot intelligence over the decades. In one well-known laboratory experiment, scientists tried to teach an African grey parrot to identify different foods. Initially, researchers expected the bird would prefer seeds, which are a dietary staple for them. However, the parrot was successfully trained to verbally request a piece of fruit by recognizing its specific shape and color. It was quite a breakthrough.
Even though they don't understand the dictionary definition of words, parrots are highly observant creatures. They are brilliant at associating a particular sound or phrase with a specific context. For example, if you always say goodbye when you pick up your house keys, the parrot learns to say goodbye whenever it hears the keys jingling. It doesn't know what goodbye means, it just knows it's the noise you make before walking out the door.
They are also notorious for copying household appliances, often with frustrating accuracy. Once, while visiting a bird rescue centre, I kept hearing a ringing telephone and rushed to answer it, only to find it was a mischievous cockatoo. Yet the most convincing trick I ever witnessed was when a macaw perfectly replicated the loud whirring of a vacuum cleaner. I was completely fooled and thought someone was doing the housework.
Ultimately, while their vocal tricks are highly entertaining, we shouldn't treat them like humans in feathers. If you want to know what your pet bird is truly trying to communicate, you are far better off observing its body language rather than listening to the words it repeats. Thank you very much for listening, and I'd be happy to take any questions.